Good afternoon, family. First, Nina speaking.
Hi, Nina. This is what you're doing. How you doing?
I'm fine. And yourself?
I'm a little unclear what's going on. Now, I talked to Rodney yesterday, and he told me that, and I talked to Bobby last week. Bobby sent over the clearance for the extra 8 hours.
Didn't do it.
I'm going to be honest.
I just got off the phone with her. And I just went over everything, and she's taking her frustrations out on me. And this is something that I don't have anything to do with, okay?
Right, that's always. And I told her that
I can only do the best that I can by looking at what's in front of me. I explained to her that there is a 40-hour check, and there is an additional second check that is supposed to be deposited to her account for them 8 hours that they minus from her on the previous week. Okay.
Right.
I explained that to her. So she said, well, what about the 8 hours of overtime? I told her that there isn't no 8 hours of overtime due to the insurance still did not make those 8 additional hours effective for December. They sent it over for January the 1st.
Why did Rodney tell me yesterday that he received it?
So when I got off the phone with Rodney, Rodney said he had a conversation with my administrator that he's requesting for those additional hours from the insurance, and we're waiting for them to approve it. They have to edit this authorization because they put it in wrong. So instead of them putting in 12 hours for all the days,
right,
and 16 hours for Sunday,
They have
Sunday 16 hours, and then the rest of the week is 12, okay, which would be 88 hours. But that's effective in January the 1st. What they sent over for December, they sent over a schedule of 12 hours. You average it out, it's like 12 hours and 15 minutes per day, which came out to be 85 hours point quarter. So they didn't even send us the whole 8 hours. They sent us partially 5 1/4 hours additional. So it's creating for us to put that Wednesday visit in. It's pink because it's unbillable because we don't have enough units. So this is a mess up on the insurance end.
And Bobby told me he did it. And he won't be back until Monday.
And the sad part about it is, and if the service coordinator look in the notes, it's clearly saying 85.35 hours. It's not giving us 88.
Robert is the new coordinator, right?
So Valeria works in intake admission. She only deals with the new cases that come over. Once everything is running smoothly, the caregiver is clocking in and out, then the case gets put up and assigned a coordinator moving forward. So that's the person that has the case. That's the communication person that, you know, going forward. So, yes, Rami did say that he's spoken with her. He said the case just was sent to him, you know, so he didn't know who said what or what was said. He's going by Valeria notes. He cleared some things up with the administrator, and he said he did the conversation the best way he could. But Shakita is getting mad and frustrated at me, and I understand her frustration.
But she
can't take that out on me. I'm trying to help her figure, and I'm trying to figure this out.
Yes.
But I can only explain to her what I'm seeing in front of me.
Right. And that's why I just tried to tell her myself. I'm at work, and I can't go over your pay schedule. I don't even go by what they tell me.
And she got to understand, if it's something that we messed up on our end, we're going to fix it no matter what.
Right.
But if it's something that we don't have through the insurance that we cannot bill, there isn't nothing we can do until we get them units.
Right,
I told her I'm going to have the administrator give her a call, you know, so he can rest assured and, you know, try to resolve this matter, because this is seem like it's just escalating week by week, and it still haven't gotten right yet.
Right.
So I just tried to rectify it. I tried to,
right.
But, you know, I don't know what else to say.
All right, so what do I need to do in case I need to ask somebody to come in from 4 to 12 today?
So the problem
the
is...
probably ain't going to work.
She probably not going to work because she's going to feel like she's not going to be paid.
Right.
And I told her that, and even the service coordinator called into us and told us that they were going to move the 8 hours to us.
Right.
So that's why we knew it was coming. We was just waiting for that effective date.
Right.
So I told her, I said, the moment that they correct the units, we can go back to whatever effective date they give us and compensate her for that. And because this is additional hours, of course it will be overtime hours because it's past the 40 hours.
Right.
But we can't do nothing until we get them units corrected.
Right. And then she don't want to listen to that.
Right. And I told her, it's not us. We don't deal with the units. She said, well, y'all supposed to request? No. They called and told us what we were getting, and we're waiting for them. We even sent the note over to the insurance and told them that they need to correct the and edit the units because we're not able to bill the Wednesday shift.
So Bobby sent over the wrong amount.
They
he
did.
Didn't sign it right.
Yeah, they did. They sent over the wrong amount of units, and they made the right correct one for January the 1st. So she can, because January the 1st is tomorrow, we just
right.
got to move some units. We just got to move some things around. So, yeah, she can work. We just got to move some things around, and then everything should go back to green, and then we just got to wait for the insurance to fix December.
Okay, so what time are y'all leaving the building today?
I'm leaving at 2.
Mm-hmm.
There still will be some people here until 5.
I just want to give us some clarification that it's going to be taken
so
care of. So
what
I can
you
have
can do is
here.
You can probably call, let me see what insurance, you can probably call Keystone.
Mm-hmm, but Bobby's not there.
Ask to speak to the supervisor. Even if you call the main number, ask to speak to the supervisor in the authorization department and explain to them that you guys was told that 8 hours was going to be transferred over to us effective in December when she first started working on Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't send us the whole units. They sent us partial. That is creating us to overbill on a day that we don't have the correct units for.
This is crazy. Oh my God. Okay, so call Keystone and tell them what now? That's
yeah,
Keystone first,
think,
right?
Yep. Keystone first. Yep. Cause let me see, the 22nd. Did she work that Wednesday shift? Okay, so she was paid for that. Let me see, 16. So they gave her, yeah. Yeah, she still is missing 8 hours. Yeah, this is the units. It's the units they sent over incorrectly. Yeah, because she got her 40. Yeah, and she got additional 8 from... So she is still missing 8 hours, yeah. Yeah, because they gave her, they only compensated her the 8 hours for 12:10.
Right.
Let me just go back to see what 12:15 looks like. Yeah, see, 12:15 is still pink. I mean, 17 is still pink. That's because of the
right.
unit count. Yeah.
Right.
See, everything we bill and pay is in green. Whatever... is in pink, that means we don't have enough units for those hours. And that's because how the way they sent the authorization over when they edited. They did it partially. And I don't know if they did it partially because when they made it effective, depending on what date they made it effective for, they probably put it in a different date. That's why.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah, they probably made it effective on a different date. So just call them. Find out when that 8 hours will take an effect. Because it's staying in the notes. It's saying on 12/10, we will be authorized for 88 hours. But then the note is saying something else. The note is not giving us the whole unit. So this is something that the service coordinator put in incorrectly.
Okay. And you said when I called Keystone first, ask to speak to
a supervisor in the authorization department.
Okay, let me call him and try to call you back.
Okay, all right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.